We turn now from creating structures for inclusive behaviour to the issue of managing obstructive behaviour. Illegal behaviour such as discrimination should be handled by official HR channels. But as networks and inclusion leaders, you may find opportunity to help reduce undesirable behaviour. First, there needs to be a willingness to change. And for that to happen, you'll need to make a connection with the offender and test the waters. This can begin as a conversation about whether they realise the impact that certain behaviours have on others, giving as many examples as possible. Always focus on the impact of the behaviour rather than the person themselves. If they are too resistant, then it's a matter for management. But if they are willing to engage with you as an inclusion leader, then you can move on to the next step. Setting goals is always important in any change, and envisioning a positive future means that the offender can work towards a better outcome without focusing on shame. It should be worded to suggest that the power lies in their hands to affect the environment for all. Ideally, they should set their own specific goals, for example, I will attend this network meeting, or I will consult with this group before making any product decisions, while you can help coach them in the general direction. You can also use the technique of inviting their expertise to your table. For example, they are a pragmatic scheduler, so you invite them to a committee meeting to help refine your annual strategy. By exposing them to the real work you do and giving them a voice they perhaps didn't feel they had, you may turn them into an ally yet. And don't forget that feedback is crucial. It's best to focus on positive outcomes and direct observations. Again, taking the same approach of referring to behaviours and the impact they had, rather than perceived personality. Feedback is best when it's continuous and comes off the back of a specific action. You may also want to hear their feedback about what they've experienced and learned without making it seem like a test. Behaviour management, at its core, is not about what you do, for example, hitting all your quarterly goals, but how you do them. Like putting inclusive teamwork at the heart of your decisions. How do you account for this in your objectives?